call to order. 48-hour notice. Opening statement.
All right.
Pursuant to NJSA 10-4-10, notice of this meeting has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press, the Coast Star, and posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Mr. Balderman?
Here.
Mrs. Bassone? Mr. Burns?
Here.
Mr. Carey?
Here.
Mr. Catani? Mr. Hoveter? Mr. Lopretto?
Here.
Mr. Milansiewicz?
Here.
Mr. Moran? Mr. Pellegrino? Mrs. Pollock?
Here.
Mr. Serino?
Here.
Margaret Bogner?
Here.
Edward Gunnell?
Here.
Mary McCarthy? We have quorum.
Mission statement. Manasquan School District empowers all students by providing a safe, healthy, and inclusive environment where continual growth, perseverance, and rigorous academic standards are balanced with extensive extracurricular opportunities and rich tradition through partnership with community. Statement to the public. Oftentimes, it may appear to members of our audience that the Board of Education takes action with very little comment and in many cases by unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied that the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the agenda at the next combined committee of the whole and regular board meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that they fully understand the matter. After discussion during the committee of the whole portion of the meeting, the matter is focused on during the regular public board meeting agenda and presented to the Board of Education for a vote. Acceptance of minutes. I recommend acceptance and approval of the minutes of the combined committee of the whole and regular public meeting and the closed executive session of March 14, 2023. Executive session minutes will be withheld from disclosure until such time as the reasons for discussing and acting on a matter in closed executive session no longer exists. Can I have a motion to accept the minutes?
Yes.
Mr. Lopretto. Mr. Serino.
Mr. Balderman?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Carey?
Yes.
Mr. Lopretto?
Yes.
Mr. Milansiewicz?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carey.
We'll now move to the student board representative report. Okay.
So first from student council, we had our spike ball tournament, which was a lot of fun. It was just sign up. You got to sign up and you had a team, and it was a little fundraiser for student council. It was a good success. Also, Mamma Mia, I know that everyone that went and saw the play had a really fun time. And prom season is coming up, so being on student council, we're starting to get all of our preparations ready. And spring sports are underway. There's tennis, which Eddie's playing, track, which I'm doing this year, boys and girls lacrosse, and baseball. And now Senior Assassin, of course, is starting, so a lot of fun.
And the prize is $1,600, something along those lines. So
don't tell anyone where I am. And the Manasquan Majesty, which we're finally bringing back, which I'm excited for, a little like talent show, and that should be coming up next month. So that's what we have going on.
Now before you start, I'm dying, did you make a decision on where you're going to school?
UVA.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Good. Okay.
And then in terms of Key Club, we still have all of our old business, like the homework helpers over in the Manasquan Elementary School. And then we also have our PTO meetings, the monthly ones, where we're offering hours to 2 to 3 student babysitters for the teachers who have to attend the board meetings and their children. And then we also were able to offer hours to our Key Club members for Mamma Mia, helping with, you know, light, sound, just stage crew in general. So it was good for, you know, the drama club to collaborate with Key Club. And then we're still having our volunteers at the Manasquan Library every Monday. From 3 to 5, we have around 3 volunteers going to assist 4 to 10-year-olds with arts and crafts. And then we also have the Brielle Booster Club coming up, which we're offering hours for, in which volunteers are needed for a pickleball tournament concession stand. And this is taking place at Brielle Elementary School from 6 o'clock at night to 8 o'clock on Thursday, May 4th. And then the Key Club is starting to elect their executive board for next year, so elections are starting, people are starting to run, and we should know who our executive board is either by late next month or early into June. And our final hours are due May 16th, so everything should be finalized by the Key Club.
I want to thank you both for how actively engaged you are on both sides of the street and everything you guys are involved in. All the things you just said, I think we're so proud to see that our student body is involved in this. So thank you very much. And at Brielle, did you say pickleball tournament?
Mm-hmm.
In Brielle? We just had a pickleball tournament here, remember? That's awesome. That's great. It's such a great activity. So many people getting involved in it. Huh. We should do lines on the tennis courts, the pickleball, shouldn't we? Yeah. I think that would go over great with the community. There's something to think about. Awesome. Thank you for that. Anything from the board? Now, you're going to stay for the presentations, right? And you're both going to go home and start studying for whatever you got tomorrow. Right? But I want to see you, the teachers of the year, the teachers of the month are important tonight. So, as well as the students of the month. And we have quite a few teams to celebrate, so it's going to be fun. See, I didn't want to say it because I didn't know. Go ahead. What did you do?
Oh, I decided to go to Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Good for you.
University of Virginia. Right. It's a good old. Thank you for that. Thank you. Awesome. Ready?
Yep. Move to the presentations.
Do we accept the minutes and stuff already? We accepted the minutes?
Yeah, we're doing that.
I was paying attention.
You seem to be.
Oh, good. That's good. Seem is a good word. Welcome to tonight's meeting. I want to thank all of the athletes that are here tonight and the students who are here tonight for recognition for being involved in so many different activities here at Manasquan. It means a lot to us. And I want to thank the Board of Education again for being student-centered and starting every board member focusing on our children. So thank you for that. With that, we would like to recognize our Students of the Month. How are Students of the Month selected? They serve as role models for the rest of the student body. Of course, they are very academically motivated and they are very involved in community affairs and extracurricular activities. The Manasquan Board of Education wants to congratulate Manasquan High School Senior Student of the Month, Ethan Harvey. Ethan. And Ethan, you had a tough choice to make, didn't you? Because you had to choose your favorite teacher, but we'll get to that in a minute. Congratulations.
I stand right here.
That's more like recent accolade right here. Then I'm going to ask you why you chose Mr. Chris. In school, Ethan is a member of the Key Club, National Honor Society, Environmental Club, Peers, Football, and Track Team. Outside of school, Ethan enjoys Monday Night Flag Football and the June Torch Run. Where is Monday Night Flag Football played?
In the Fieldhouse.
How do you like that?
It's good. This is the first year they did it.
Good.
So, glad to be a part of it.
Awesome. Thank you for that. Ethan volunteers with Key Club, National Honor Society, and Environmental Club. This year, he has 50-plus service hours. Congratulations. Ethan's favorite subject is business. This year, he's taking entrepreneurship, financial planning, and AP macroeconomics. His favorite teacher is Mr. Driscoll. Mr. Driscoll, because he is nice, funny, entertaining, and I like his classes. I always love
to watch the process.
I want you to elaborate on that. Mr. Driscoll is definitely one of my favorite personalities. He's funnier than he thinks, and he also looks good, always professional. Why did you choose him other than these things?
I chose Mr. Driscoll because I've always liked him. I've known him for years, and I took sports and entertainment management last year, and then I wanted to take another class, so I took entrepreneurship, financial planning this year, so I got more Driscoll in my schedule, which is always a good thing. And then I love to watch The Prophet, too. That's a show, and I think I might be the only kid that actually watches it. I feel like nobody pays attention, but I love it, so it's always a good day when we watch it. Mr. Driscoll teaches me a lot, learned a lot in his class, and it's just a pleasure to be there.
Ethan, thank you. You were great.
Thank you.
Mr. Driscoll, come on up here for a second. After all, you're the focal point. I can't be the only person in the picture.
No, that's okay.
I'm in great company now.
Big smiles.
In school, Charlotte is a member of the varsity cross country team, indoor and outdoor track teams, Key Club, National Honor Society, Spanish National Honor Society, and Garden Club. Outside of school, Charlotte enjoys playing the guitar and piano, baking and cooking, and exploring new places with friends. Charlotte volunteers her time with the Key Club, National Honor Society, and Spanish National Honor Society. Charlotte's favorite subjects are economics and biology. I don't know if I would have chosen them. And our favorite teacher is Mr. Bertelli. Why economics and biology, and why Mr. Bertelli? Can I ask? I guess
yeah.
I can, because I just did.
I just found both of those subjects far more entertaining than I thought I would like when going into them. So that was like such a bonus. Like,
okay.
It's so nice when you take a class and then it turns out to be like super interesting. And then I just transferred here this year, so Mr. Bertelli is one teacher who like made me feel like I fit in well with the school.
Now, where did you transfer from?
I used to live in Hoboken, and I used to go to the Dwight Englewood School.
Okay, that's great. Well, thank you very much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Charles. The Manasquan Board of Education, I congratulate Manasquan High School sophomore student of the month, Lindsay Fuller. Lindsay? In school, I'm going to ask you about your favorite teachers. In school, Lindsay is involved in the Academy of Finance, Key Club, Squanathon, Violenta Club, Life is Good Club, and the school newspaper. Thank you. Outside of school, Lindsay enjoys playing travel softball and volunteers of time with the Key Club. Her favorite subject is math. Her favorite teachers are Mrs. Eldridge and Mr. Lee. Why math, and why Mrs. Eldridge and Mr. Lee?
I've always just been like good at math, so she's like my favorite.
Like numbers?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
And Mrs. Eldridge and Mr. Lee are like my first classes in the morning, so I always just like go into their class and just...
So you're wide awake first thing in the morning?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. I like that. Thank you for that. Lindsay. Congratulations. Manasquan High School freshman student of the month, Sierra Dunn. Promise I will not ask you any question. No? Yeah. In school, Kara is a member of the varsity field hockey team, track and field, the cat academic team, key club, homework club, and environmental club. That's great for a freshman. Outside of school, she enjoys playing with Jersey Intensity Field Hockey Club, USA Field Hockey, Nexus Olympic Development Program. Congratulations. She participates in a variety of college field hockey clinics, programs, Monmouth University, Princeton University, Brown University, and this summer, Stockton University, CSI Summer Camp, Forensic Science Program. What's your favorite sport? Field hockey. Sierra volunteers her time with Clean Ocean Action, peer tutoring at MES through Homework Club, thank you. She has assisted at the Brick Township Recreation Field Hockey Camp in 2022 and the Shore SDX Field Hockey Club practices. Her favorite subject is biology, and her favorite teachers are Mrs. Crowney and Mr. Lomas. Kara. How would you like to get the principal in this picture as well?
Sure.
Mr. Goodall. Seem obvious, but for many reasons was overlooked or denied. What really makes a difference, what matters more than the class size of the textbook, the teaching methods or technology, or even the curriculum, is the quality of the teaching. I did see Mr. Harvey come in tonight. Is he still here?
Yes.
Would you come, please, Mr. Harvey? You, I know you have something very
I don't have
to say. You like Mr. Driscoll, don't you?
He's okay. It's all right.
I'm going to have to introduce him.
Okay. Oh, I can do that. Yeah.
Yes, that's why you have to.
All right, I feel better.
And I respect who you are and what you do.
Thank you.
You're very well.
I respect you, and you're so tall, too. I respect your height.
Is it my turn?
No,
I'm going to do this.
I respect the whole thing, the whole
okay.
package.
Thank you. The Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate, through one of your peers, Manasquan High School Teacher of the Month, Mr. John Driscoll, selected by Ethan Harvey. Mr. Driscoll, would you go up, please? I'm not close to you, so you watch what you say. He's an arm's length away. Now, I want you to know that Mr. Driscoll thinks he's the funniest teacher, but I think Mr. Harvey is.
But he, yeah, I think maybe
you're
I
doing well so far.
You definitely think you are
the funniest.
Funniest, which he probably is. He's
really?
He's got a pretty quick wit, I have to say.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Yeah. What really aggravates you though is when your kids used to come home and say that I was the funniest,
yeah,
right?
They
yeah.
said that Mr. Harvey was the
yeah.
funniest.
And now,
but it wasn't as bad as when they said Mr. Glenn was the funniest.
Yes, that's what both of them.
You know, that was another story.
He's the best bowler.
That's true, he is a great
But now Ethan has come home this year and said that you are so funny.
That's right. And you watched The Prophet too?
And I watched The Prophet at home now, so thanks to the class. It's fascinating. Can we leave?
Mr. Harvey and Mr. Driscoll. The Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate Manasquan Elementary School student of the month, Aaron Tracy. Aaron? I promise I won't ask any questions. It's just something you up the screen. Okay? Thank you very much for your his school, Tara enjoys playing school baseball and cross country. Also enjoys social studies, language arts, and art classes. Outside of school, Tara loves hanging out with friends, going to the beach, and playing sports. Tara also loves to surf. Am I going to be on the surf? And spending time with his family at the beach. Tarn's favorite subject is social studies, and his favorite teacher is Ms. Pierce. And I'm not going to ask you why, unless you want to. Why is it Ms. Pierce?
She's funny, she's amazing to have in class.
Funny and amazing to have in class are two great qualities. Congratulations. With that, Tarn. Each day, teachers come to school ready to tackle a job that is critically important, extraordinarily complex, often joyful, and at times heartbreaking. In essence, teachers help others to become their best selves, and I can think of no more important work. With that, Mr. Harvey will now, the Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate Manasquan Elementary School Teacher of the Month, Christine Pierce. Coach Pierce. Line up right here. So first, we're going to have the Monmouth County Champions B-South Divisional Title Undefeated Regular Season Girl Varsity Swim Team. You're all for us.
High school here because our team is a co-op team and we have been for 15 years now. It's probably one of the most successful partnerships that we can have at our school. So we're fortunate to have swimmers both from Point Beach and Manasquan, and they swim just as hard for Manasquan as they would if it was their own team, and we're real fortunate to have them. We're really blessed, and this is our 25th season. And you can see that awesome picture of Mr. Muir when he was a junior in high school there. So it's quite an exciting night. So thanks so much.
And Mr. Muir is definitely too humble. He is the founder, the creator of the Manasquan Swim Program, and he's done a fantastic job with it. And one of the most brilliant things I've done since I've been here is keep Mr. Buren in the program, because the first time we met, I said to Mr. Buren, who was a supervisor, if you recall, I really think administrators should not coach. And he asked me, please, could you take a weekend and think about that? And I did. And if I ever took him out of the coaching position, that would have been such a disservice to so many athletes that we have here. So thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
Board of Education, I congratulate the girls' varsity swim team, Samantha Arvine. Samantha, come on up. We have a certificate with volleyballs and also a medal. Mackenzie Brennan, thank you.
Thank you.
Kaylee's not with us, but she will receive her certificate. Is Rebecca here?
No, but thanks.
Rebecca also will receive her certificate. Bennett Stevensons. Bennett. But she won the 200 individual medley at the Short Conference Championships, the second year in a row. That's awesome. Caroline Finnegan. Caroline, couldn't be with us tonight, she's home studying. Lily Hackett.
Big smiles.
Forward, please.
athletes, some kids playing hockey, and I hope some of them are home studying. Just a great season. I was super proud of our boys. First of all, we graduated 12 seniors last year. So when you graduate 12 seniors, you're rebuilding. We started off the season, we were 1-7. But the team never gave up. Boys never quit, which I love. Stood shoulder to shoulder the whole season. Love the attitude. Love how we came into the season. Really, really great culture. Love the team. Great family. Went on to make it to the Shore Conference semifinals and Sweet 16 in the States. So really picked it up at the end of the season. Got on a really great run and started proud of our team. So thank you.
Well, Coach, I want to publicly say I want to thank you for the culture you've created. I think it's a family atmosphere. I think you represent this really well. And that first season on the ice, you guys had me nervous. But you really came around, and I appreciate that. And that has a lot to do with you.
Thank you. So thank you very much. Thank you. All the boys. All the boys. Thank you. Best dressed holiday team.
Yeah, I agree. Awesome.
Got a lot of
confidence. That's good. Board of Education, Manitoba Board of Education, like to graduate varsity ice hockey. Jack?
Renato. Jack and Luke are not here. They have a family commitment. Chris is playing field hockey. Lacrosse.
Okay. James Farinacci.
Lacrosse.
Nicholas Hobart.
Spring League hockey.
You know all this good, Joe.
Yeah, they call.
Shea Jordan.
Spring League hockey.
Connor Kelly.
Lacrosse.
Coach, running with you see from
Brandon's here. Brandon's here.
Brandon, coach.
Brandon.
There you go. Thank you, Brandon.
Smiles. I'm good.
Don't move.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Guys, have some cookies on the way out.
Thank you.
Celebrated this evening, but it goes without saying how proud I am of Manitowoc's track and field who are presented this evening for all their accomplishments. And with that, I would like to call those student-athletes who are here with the Manitowoc track and field team forward if they would. So would they come up, please? And is the coach here?
Team we have ever had in our indoor career. I mean, all of these kids have helped hold new school records. We had 5 kids move on to the group championship meet, which we've never had before. I think the most we've had indoors was 2 of us, me and another athlete. We have another state title winner under our belt. It's just been an honor working with these kids. I'm so happy that they came out and gave winter track a chance and are now gearing up and getting ready for the spring season. We've already had a school record in the spring season, so we're really excited to keep moving forward there. It's been absolutely incredible, and we appreciate all the support we have throughout our community, continuing to grow our program. I started coaching about 8 years ago. This is my first season indoors, but throughout the years, we've slowly been making a name for ourselves, and I think our name has finally been made. People know who we are. People see Manasquan at track meets now and know that we're ready to play, and we're here to make a name for ourselves and to leave everything out of the trash. So, do you have anything to follow?
The only thing that I'm Brian Prendergast, I'm the boys' head coach here, and assisted indoors with all these kids. The one thing that I'll point out is that we have, in track and field, we have multiple disciplines here. We've got distance runners, we've got sprinters, we've got jumpers, we've got hurdlers, we've got vaulters. We're really well-rounded. Sometimes it's easy to get all the distance kids going at one time. That's great. Sometimes, you know, you get all the sprinters. Some kids are sprinter schools, jumper schools, and we've got really diverse quality of kids here. We sent 2 kids to nationals, indoor nationals, and New Balance nationals in Boston this year. Just really proud. It's a lot of hard work. It's not an easy sport, and we've got it rolling. It's going very well. We've got a jumps coach that teaches kids how to go over high bars, pole vaults, and things like that. And like Michaela said, we're here. We're not messing around. We're here to really do great things, and it's showing.
Thank you. Manasquan Board of Education, I congratulate Angelina George, who holds school records in the 1600 and also the 600 and the 800. Distance medley, Group 2 state qualifier, short conference champion, Central Jersey Group 2 state sectional champion. Angelina?
She asked us to do the steeplechase. Steeplechase is a rare event. Obviously, we don't have steeple pits and water pits and things to work on to practice for that. In our very first steeplechase.
We won't have those either, Coach.
Yeah, we'll work on it.
I'm not a guy.
She qualified for nationals. She ran the New Jersey #1 time in the state so far this year, and is #15 in the country right now. Sophomore, Angelina George.
School records, high jump, long jump, and a 300 meter. Awesome. you all. Group 2 state qualifier in a high jump. Kathleen Key, distance medals, school records, the 300, the 400, and the long jump. Dylan Clancy, school record in the 1,000 meter. Congratulations, new school record for the 4x200 meter. Well, congratulations. We have Elil Tacklins, Peter, and Hill. Charlotte Strock, school records, distance medley. Violet Nolan, school record, distance medley. Coach, that's the Manasquan track team. Here they are. Rob, could you take a picture so we can put it on the website?
Could we get like half of you in the front, please, again? Thanks, guys. All right.
I think you can take it off.
Big smiles. Love the vest, by the way.
Next on the agenda is the presentation of the 2023-2024 budget. Just to set the table where we're at in the process, this is now the final step of the budgeting process that began in October, and you guys have tolerated me updating you every board meeting since October on the process. Tonight you'll be asked to formally approve the budget that you tentatively approved in March. There have been no changes since March as discussed, so this is really just an overview of everything that's included in the budget, some highlights and what the budget's going to support moving into next year. In terms of the format of the presentation, Dr. Cajun's going to start with some district level initiatives and set the vision for the district and what the budget's going to support. I'll move into some of the nitty gritty, some of the numbers, and then the principals are going to discuss what's happening in their buildings and how the budget's going to go towards supporting their endeavors as well. This is the culmination, although only Sandy's here from the business office, I can thank Sandy, but it is the culmination of a ton of work in the business office that I'm only responsible for a fraction of, so a big thanks to the people who work in my office. They've done yeoman's work for the last several months to put this all together, and the support of the board and your support of the budget as well. Dr. Cajun, if you want to take it from there.
Sure. We do a lot with the funds that we have here at Manasquan. As you see when we go through this budget presentation, we have, give or take a few dollars, a $35 million budget, of which $29 million, 83%, is spent on salaries and benefits, which leaves us a $6 million to put it in programs. And as you can see from the first page, it's on the screen, you can read it behind me, this is inclusive of new auditorium seating. And if you haven't been in the auditorium recently, you should go in there. It's been repainted. We'll have new seats. We've really focused on the arts, new sconces. We've made it a place with new sound system, thanks to the endowment, new soundboard. So something that our students are very proud of and they do a great job with. We have Project Lead the Way expanding, which is our focus on engineering. We have phase one of our international baccalaureate being implemented next year. We have a new K-5 ELA curriculum, which is called Wit and Wisdom, which we'll focus on later on in the presentation. We have some anticipated staffing changes. We have a new chemistry teacher coming in. We have a new paraprofessional for our pre-K program. We have two part-time security officers and one full-time security officer to keep Manasquan safe and secure. A new elementary supervisor, which was a position we had 3 years ago. We've kept that in the budget, and now we're enacting it this year. A part-time paraprofessional. An additional stipend as required by International Baccalaureate for a coordinator for International Baccalaureate. Continuation of the district's one-to-one technology initiative. A new pre-K classroom and phase one construction as result of a successful referendum will start this summer as we take our referendum funds that we can, that have been allotted to us, and start the projects that we're afforded to start. Page two is a breakdown of the general fund appropriations, what I alluded to in the beginning. And as you can see, fixed expenses that we have add up to about 91.78%. Salaries and benefits, as I said, are 83%. Then we have tuition that we pay out of district tuition for some students at 2.3%. Transportation charges that we have are at 2.5%. Our utilities at 2% and change. And our legal fees and our liabilities at 1.8%. We have some discretionary expenses which add up to about 8%. And those discretionary expenses revolve around maintenance supplies, capital outlay, and equipment. A total general budget fund, as you can see, adds up to 100%. And as you can see from the pie chart that I have behind me and the blue color, for the most part, the blue and the gray, it is focused on salaries and benefits. So again, I reiterate, we do a lot for the money that we have been afforded to us to keep our excellent curriculum and our staff moving forward. Also, regarding the next slide, our general fund appropriations by school, we have two pots of money here at Manasquan. One, which comes from the tax base, which is focused at the elementary school. The other, that comes from, Pete, about 67% tuition from Sendy District, and we got about 33% of students in the high school from Manasquan.
Yep, most of the balance of the rev, well, you're talking revenues now, but most of the balance comes from tuition and then state aid and some other.
State aid. So one of the things when I first got here 9 years ago, which wasn't done, we never broke the budget up and talked to the community about how our focus should be on two pieces of the budget. The budget that came from our tax base, which goes to the elementary school, and a portion to the high school, and that which goes to the high school, which is based on our 67%, which we get from tuition, which is about $20,000 per student this year.
Regular.
So that, go ahead.
Regular education tuition.
Yeah. So our sending districts do a lot for us in regards to keeping our high school going. And that's one of the things I'm always focused on to make sure that we can maintain a state-of-the-art facility so that we can give them the best as well as our children. And they're all our children. So with that, slide number three, I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Pearl.
Sure. Yeah, I just want to go back one slide just to kind of I just want to add my take on it. this is not unusual, right? Education is a service-based industry. So if you probably don't watch as many as I have been watching a lot over the last week, but if you watch school district budget presentations, there's often a conversation about salaries and benefits make up the bulk of the budget, and that's kind of built in. We're not making too many decisions on that. We're moving everyone's salary up on a guide, and it's already cooked into that pie. Where we talk about when we're meeting with department heads and when we're getting teacher input on what's needed, most of that is being made in that 8.22%. Do we need a new reading program? Do we need new cafeteria tables? Those types of decisions are all in that little piece of the pie, but those are important decisions. Those are what impact, you know, the kids every day. And, well, of course, the salaries as well. Dr. Cajun went over the appropriations. They break down pretty much along percentage lines. We have about 63% of our kids at the high school and 37% at the elementary school, which breaks up those appropriations along those percentages. In terms of revenue, our two biggest revenue sources are the ad valorem taxes, what the Manasquan residents themselves pay in their property taxes, and the gray slice is the tuition from other LEAs or the sending district tuition. There's a little sprinkled in from other locations. We have state aid, which only makes up a little over 2% of our budget. We're not a huge state aid school. And I'm sure you've seen in the news other schools who do rely heavily on state aid, some of them being pretty negatively impacted by adjustments made by S2 legislation. We're fortunate to be insulated by that because it just isn't a big part of our budget. And we actually have been increasing slightly in our state aid allocation. So in a good position, you know, with regards to our exposure to legislative changes. We also have miscellaneous revenue, which is just, and it's miscellaneous, rental fees of our facilities, interest income, things like that. SEMI is a Medicaid reimbursement for students who are disadvantaged. We get reimbursed by the state for their health care costs. And finally, tuitions from individuals, which is separate from tuitions from other LEAs. That's the tuition we receive from parents who are paying to send their students here, parents and teachers who are paying tuition to send their students here.
Should we hold questions until the end?
Nope. You are welcome to ask questions whenever you'd like.
Are there comparable districts in the state that rely so much as Manasquan does on tuition? As a lifetime resident of the area, I know that this is an unusual.
In Monmouth County, there's Upper Freehold. I don't know if they're comparable in that the sending districts pay for the majority of the high school. So Point Beach has a number of sending districts, Bayhead, Lavalette, Manilocan, but they are the minority of the high school population. Upper Freehold has a number of sending districts. I wish I knew the Roosevelt, I believe, sends to Upper Freehold High School, and there's another small town. But again, they're not the majority of the population in the high school. So we're pretty unique in that sense, that we're the minority high school attendees. You guys are the majority high school attendees, and therefore the majority funding of the high school.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. I could do some more research on that, though. Those are the two off the top of my head that I know. More common setup is obviously regional district, Shore Regional, Freehold Regional, where there's a whole separate school district that runs the high school versus a send-receive type relationship. General fund revenues by school are similar to match general fund appropriations. Obviously, your appropriations have to match your revenues. You have to be bringing in the money that you're appropriating and spending. And these are where those appropriations are coming from. So again, to what I just mentioned to Jim, on the left you're seeing the MHS pie. That blue slice is the majority of the revenues into the high school, and that blue slice is from tuition because sending district students make up the majority of the high school students. On the right side you see MES, which as you would expect is almost 100% run by Manasquan taxpayer base and taxes coming in. Just some kind of narrative on what's impacting this year's budget. This is the last year we'll see the CDL slide because this is the last year it's forgiven. It was actually forgiven last year as well. If you recall, after Hurricane Sandy, the board voted on accepting a loan from the state that had to be paid back over the next 6 years. During COVID, the last 2 years of that loan was forgiven, so afforded us to do the opportunity to do some capital upgrades many years ago, and fortunately we weren't held liable to pay the whole thing back. So again, this is only included because this is the last year that we would have had to pay it back. We don't have to pay it back, but a note on where that went. This year is payment number 3 of 26 of the field house, and it's also the first year we're not repaying the turf lease. So turf lease number 5 of 5 was paid last year. However, the money going towards that turf lease is now going toward, caused an escalation in that field house payment, so it was kind of a one-to-one. The field house was being repaid at approximately $100,000 for the first 2 years. Now it's escalating up to around $250,000 for next year. That $150,000 difference was the cost of the turf lease that was just absorbed in the field house rental fee, or shared service fee, I should say. For the first time since I've been here, so 4 years now, We will not be making a $75,000 deposit into capital reserve. Instead, we'll be spending $55,000 on capital upgrades to the football field, sod replacement specifically between the hashes along in the football field. So the middle, most worn out part of the football field will be replaced this summer. The difference of $20,000 will be deposited. So what that amounts to, if you add those up, is a $75,000 deposit and a $55,000 withdrawal from capital reserve. As we talked about in previous meetings, enrollment is trending downwards. Some of that is not captured in this chart because we're also opening new programs. In particular, we have a new pre-K room opening that's causing that enrollment to creep up. But the most significant dip in enrollment we've seen demographically is from sending district regular ed students, which reduced 10%, which was a large driver in the increase in the per capita tuition costs at the high school. We spoke about that a lot. I don't know if anyone has questions about that.
Back to this out. So normally we make 75,000. We've done that. How many years, do you know?
That's a good question. At least four.
Right. So the years when we don't need sod, we'll continue to make that 75, right? To get to that number that we need to get to in over 10 years?
Right. I mean, essentially what this amounts to is a withdrawal of $55,000 of sod deposits that have been made over the last several years. And we'll also continue making those turf because sod and turf, they wear out. So it's just something that's just good business to make sure you're putting away a little bit in the piggy bank for when it comes to fruition. Other major factor, or last major factor I have listed up here is out-of-district tuition placements. So that's special ed placements. Students whose needs we can't meet in district. They usually carry a pretty high tuition bill, as well as the transportation for those students is usually uniquely expensive. So that's a big part of our budget and is a fixed cost that we don't have too much control over. It's just that meeting the needs of our students. The total budget this year, so Dr. Cajun mentioned the general fund number. This is the overall total budget. So this includes debt service, this includes special revenues, and this includes Fund 10, your general operating budget, is $35,144,000, which is down about $1.3 million from last year's revised budget, or a reduction by 3.5%. That reduction is driven largely by appropriations associated with the fieldhouse construction. So that's why we're seeing a little bit of a dip there. Administrative cost per pupil is going down and is below the regional limit of $2,443. This year it's $2,249, down from $2,299. That's a kind of standard metric for money. You want to keep admin costs low because it means money's going into the classrooms and hitting the kids directly. Admin costs are not just administrative salaries, but also costs associated with legal fees and other expenses that aren't directly benefiting students. So that's a good number to have be as low as possible within reason. The proposed pupil cost next year is $21,521, which is up from $20,549 in the revised budget. That's largely, again, driven by enrollment decreases. And finally, just a note on state aid, which I did mention earlier. State aid is ticking up slightly, but it really has a small portion of our budget, so there's not a huge impact one way or another. We're fortunate to have a slight increase. Obviously, that's better than a decrease, but largely we're not that heavily impacted by what our state aid number is. Next, we'll turn it over to the schools. Rob first to discuss what is going to be going on in their schools next year, new and continuing from this year's budget.
Just some highlights for the high school for next year. We already spoke about a new chemistry teacher to keep class sizes lower and also to keep up with all of our new course offerings in the science department. And those are courses that we have presented that are in the program of studies and are being offered. AP Chemistry C, that's geared towards your engineering majors like the young lady that was sitting here before, and some students who take calculus. That's the corresponding physics class that you take with that level of calculus. AP European History was the survey result of students that wanted to study that course, and we have two sections of that. We have upwards of 50 students that wanted to take that class. And for those who were trying to reinvent the Public Safety Academy, we're introducing courses for students who may want to pursue law in college, introduction to law and constitutional law, your half-year courses. Those have also been populated in student tallies. For our art students, we're adding ceramics 2 to partner with ceramics 1, And the capstone course, Dr. Cajun alluded to it in Project Lead the Way, is engineering and design development. That's the fourth course in the sequence for Project Lead the Way engineering. And also to partner with some of our business classes, social media and internet marketing. That also has been heavily populated for next year, according to the talents.
Before we move to the new tables that you're getting, I want to thank my district supervisor for being here this evening and representing us. And with that, Leslie, I have a question for you. And I appreciate you guys being here for the budget presentation. And I just want to thank Rick for all the work you've done with International Baccalaureate, because it means a lot. And with all that foundation that you're building, it's going to be highly successful. I noticed that we're adding two new AP classes. So what is our number now? This is something Rick worked diligent with several years ago to bring up our level of AP classes. How many AP classes do we offer now?
I think we're at 24, 25.
Okay, so we have 25 AP classes, and I think it's notable for the board to understand that, as well as now focusing on a development of International Baccalaureate. And at the same time, we're focusing on an International Baccalaureate. It's not just for those students who really want to delve deep and master subject. It's about creating a culture and how to view the world. So that's really open to a lot of different types of students. But notice on the new course offerings that we have here as well, we have Introduction to Law, Constitutional Law, Ceramics 2, and Social Media and Internet Marketing. So there's a wide scope of trying to get to all of our students in our population, not just to those that are interested in advancement in the AP selections. So I did want to compliment my team for doing that, looking at the broad picture of our student population. Now cafeteria tables.
Very important. In our unit lunch, as we renovated the gym and other areas, we've been kind of holding on and giving seating to the students with some of our cafe tables that we use for banquets and stuff. But for efficiency and breakdown and setting up, it's much better to have cafeteria tables. So we're purchasing 12 new cafeteria tables to match the ones that we already have. And that will be better for breakdown and setup for unit lunch. And also, Mr. Rostrin, His special education classroom, we're going to outfit that whole classroom with new furniture.
And Jenna, if you wouldn't mind just letting the board know something about Mr. Rostrin's class. He's quietly really developed an excellent program, and I'm so happy to see that he's getting some furniture that is really suitable to the culture he has developed.
So Mr. Rostrin teaches an LLD course for students that don't traditionally fit into the departmentalized program of LLD. This is more of a self-contained program where students spend a greater chunk of their time with him as their main teacher for most of their academics, and then also have that opportunity to generalize and be part of the school community with their peers for electives as well as lunch, and then also have the opportunity once they turn 16 to be part of some of our work-based learning experiences, because that's the need of the students, the population of students in that program.
Thank you. We're truly a comprehensive high school, and that's the point I'm trying to make, where we reach out and try to impact all of the children and their needs. So I know your cafeteria tables are important, because kids have to have a place to eat lunch, but these tables to me are even more important. I want to thank you for bringing that to our attention, you and Rob, and putting that in the budget.
Dr. Cajun, full disclosure, that's not Mr. Rostrin's classroom.
Well, I don't need too much information.
Okay, all right.
Let's go next.
But the furniture will be ordered on the needs of each individual student who may have physical disability or they need more space for organization. So we'll be working with Mr. Rostrin, Ms. Stefich, and the case managers with parents to ensure they have the right furniture to meet their needs.
That's great. Thank you for that. Thank you.
Last year, we had a pilot of a summer online learning course, and someone told me it was, or a number of people said it wouldn't work because people don't like to go to school in the summer in Manasquan, but it was a tremendous hit. So we targeted a few more of our classes based on talking to the students to have our summer school program, and we're adding three more courses to that lineup, so kids could take sports and entertainment marketing with their favorite teacher, Mr. Driscoll, social media and internet marketing, which we're introducing this year, civil action and democracy, which is a history course, and then we're continuing with the Microsoft suite and financial literacy opportunities, mostly for incoming freshmen or transfer students who are new to Manasquan to take that class. And without even announcing it to parents, a number of those classes are already full in the tallies. So we're waiting for the budget to be approved, and then I'm going to write something to their parents that are available. But a number of them, and speaking to counselors, are already full.
And I would really like to say to the board that, you know, a year ago I sat with Mr. Goodall, I gave him this idea to do that because I saw a need from it, but I can't, full disclosure. Rob came to me and he said, Frank, we have a need to do these things. And I said, really? I said, I was the one who said to him, did you see the beach that we have in Manasquan? We've tried to do summer programs before. Our students like to go to the beach, so maybe we should do these at night. He said, Frank, give me a chance. Let's do some online classes. And he did. Now, these online classes afford the students who take them an opportunity to do what during the year?
Take additional courses and develop their transcript so they are most prepared and most competitive when applying to University of Virginia, Notre Dame, and even Ivy League schools.
Brilliant. So I want to thank you for bringing that forward. I appreciate that.
And we've spoken a couple of times about international baccalaureate, and it was identified in the new staffing, a coordinator, someone among the staff to oversee the international baccalaureate, but also working with myself, Ms. Mineta, and Mr. Coppola in developing this program. And you know, we'll be interviewing for that position, and that person next year is going to be, you know, helping us recruit students and staff to participate, coordinate the professional development, and then develop curriculum for potential down the line to implement 8 IB courses here at the high school as a run along to what else we have. You know, there's a lot of professional development that has to be identified, and also, you know, that person will oversee curriculum development and writing for the courses we introduce in 24-25.
So next year it's going to be important that we visit the sending districts and let them know about this program, because it'll be that 8th grade class, eventually a sophomore, so will be going in. If they do want to get a diploma in this area, just take a few classes. You'll understand the difference between advanced placement classes and the benefit, and international baccalaureate and the benefit. And understand that they could take both, they could take neither, they could take one. But again, it's an opportunity that they have, which is well recognized in universities and colleges at the next level.
Good. Thanks, Rob.
Megan?
Donald, is it okay to ask a few questions now, or should we wait to the...
No, I want you to ask him some hard ones so he doesn't know the answers.
All right, I got one hard one and two easy. The AP classes. So I guess what is the direction that's given to our teachers as far as teaching to the test, making sure we are covering everything that is on the test, and do they have enough time in that year or semester to do all of that? That's been a question that's been asked from some parents.
And once before you answer that question, I think one of the things that we have to realize is students really have an opportunity here to develop a portfolio that's going to allow them to put their best foot forward, and look at what that was. And also, give them opportunity to get some funding to go to college. I mean, we have an opportunity, and I really think that students have to be made aware, Leslie, and I know you do, of all the chances they have to sort of build up a sort of bankroll by taking certain classes they can get credit for at the next level. So, you know, I think that's something parents understand as well. So. Rob?
At the beginning of the year, back to school night, Mr. Coppola and I, the past 2 years, have been presenting an AP seminar for parents. And in regards to the test, you know, when Mr. Coppola cited some personal experiences that where his son got a number of courses because of his success at his high school on AP tests. But in the end, the philosophy being that the test is a reward for the your success on the test is a reward for the journey that you take through this rigorous program with the teacher and your classmates. So that's the type of approach that we've been coaching teachers to give, well, why do I have to take this test? Maybe where I'm going to school, they're not going to take it. Well, you want to see where you're measured with all kids around this country who are taking this test, and then get that success. That's your reward. So they're not exactly teaching to the test, but they're preparing the kids for success on the test. And Mr. Coppola, during the course of the year, talked about all the AP classroom stuff, some benchmark assessments all the AP teachers are giving during the course of the year. So, you know, we have really, the last couple of years, focused on individual success on the test, the experience of going through that class, so when they come back and they say, Mr. Glenn really prepared for me when I started studying chemistry, I was prepared when I walked in with that professor and all those other kids. And also, just for a school-wide improvement in how we're doing as a school on those tests, because you are evaluated on that on your performance report. You know, so, and the two easy ones were?
The art/woodshop room. You know, I saw we added ceramics. And do we feel like those are, while I understand they're not state-of-the-art facilities, are you happy with what we have to offer to those students?
That's probably the hardest question. But go ahead, I'm anxious to hear what you have to say.
In speaking through, when you talk to all the teachers, of course, they always want more resources for their kids. And there are limits, you have to be responsible. But what they're requesting, you know, for us to give them, they have been getting. It's obviously an older building.
Yep.
In terms of like the industrial arts, we've added, I asked Mr. Snyder, who has a background in that, to teach two additional sections of industrial arts. We call it materials and methods. So we go up to material methods 3 for construction. And we're going to be taking those kids to the trade show in Edison. I think it's May 31st, the three of us, Mr. Graff, myself, and Ms. Mulroy is taking her kids with us. And you know, the ceramics too grew out of feedback from the arts teachers. We need this to complement what we're already offering. So we're trying to hit the academy kids, the advanced placement kids, IB, non-college bound, special education, everything is mentioned.
I'm very unhappy with that building. I would love to see it totally renovated. I want to see auto mechanics in there. I want to see electrical and plumbing and air conditioning and have kids get certificates from that. Again, but that, you know, as you look at different pieces of putting the puzzle together, that could be the last piece to focus on. And right now, thanks to the community for passing that referendum, we have those things to build on and then look there.
Well, it kind of leads me into my next question, but they do a great job over there with what they do have. I've gotten some great shelves and end tables already that I'm adding to our collection.
Wow.
But they do a great job. I would just like to see that continue. If there's something that's needed that you see down the line, I hope we can try to.
Off the top of my head, I know if Mrs. Kenny can fill you in on that. There was another course we were thinking of adding, but we do it incrementally.
Yep. Just to do for those students in that population that's interested. And really what it leads into is those online courses over the summer, which is fantastic, because it gives kids that opportunity to take some classes that they might not have been able to. They fulfill those requirements, they get to take, you know, whether it's an AP class or a woodshop class, I think it's great that they have that option.
And those courses are hybrid. So on that rainy day when the kids have nothing to do, as a parent you can say, shouldn't you be working on your marketing class? And then there's three appearances they have to make during the year. The first meeting, middle meeting, exam. And then in terms of time for AP, you know, we had adjusted a couple of our more rigorous classes, calculus and the three science labs, AP. They got additional time, a double block, which is one of the reasons why we're offering the summer courses, to give them opportunity. So the teachers have given the feedback, the extra time has really helped prepare them. And the last one was we changed economics from half year to two separate micro and macro economics.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
That building, while not being converted into an auto shop, is going to be getting new HVAC and lighting. So, Mr. Snyder, while teaching us,
wasn't there a bakery at one point?
You'll enjoy tempered air.
Yes, there was a bakery. I had plans.
He could say that. I can't say that.
Bakeries, yes. There's a lot of good things on the horizon. But in the meantime, heat and air conditioning on the way. So that's a good thing. Megan, please. Thank you, Rob.
Great. So as Mr. Goodall and I were discussing Project Lead the Way, it was really, and also International Baccalaureate, it was really important for us to consider the continuity between Manasquan Elementary School and Manasquan High School, thinking about all the various ways that we can prepare our students to come across the street and be prepared to participate in both Project Lead the Way and in the International Baccalaureate program. So, some of the, what I was requesting in my budget has to do with us creating that bridge, building that bridge. So we are going to continue to expand our elective offerings at MES. The electives have gone well. Certainly, we're interested in hearing always what the kids have to say, what they're interested in. So we do have three new electives planned for next year. In grade six, we're creating and writing the curriculum for our course this summer called the Three C's. It's going to be current events, civics, and community service. So we're going to be focusing on a lot of different opportunities that students have to learn about being a great member of their community, learning about what it means to participate in civic processes, and also really learning about the world around them. We're trying to create those global citizens that will be really important in the IB process. In grade seven, we're going to be implementing Project Lead the Ways middle school level courses. We're going to be doing biomedical detectives in grade seven, which leads into biomedical engineering at the high school level. So that'll be a really interesting opportunity for a lot of our kids to get some great experiences. And in grade eight, we're doing another Project Lead the Way course, and it's called App Creator. So again, that's part of their computer science organization. So those will be some really exciting and I think high interest electives for us to add. So we'll be doing professional development, curriculum writing, materials purchasing for those three new electives. I will let Ms. Paleo talk a little bit more about our literacy adoption, but obviously that literacy adoption is K-5, so fifth grade will be participating in the adoption of the Wit and Wisdom curriculum, which is a great opportunity for our students to really raise the level of rigor in their comprehensive literacy work, also their writing, so we're excited about that. We have been using some really successful tools that we're going to be continuing to use. Actively Learn is something we're using in our 6th through 8th grade language arts classes. It encourages deeper interaction with text and provides teachers with access to a wide variety of texts to use with students that are both high interest and really great quality literature. And then the social emotional learning, two pieces that we've used, 7 Mindsets and Habitudes, have both been great tools for us this year. They really drill down to those sets of behaviors and attitudes and beliefs that align with the International Baccalaureate program. So they're going to be a great opportunity for us to continue to use them with our kids and make sure that they have that foundation. We're going to continue to develop our SEL program at the middle school. We are doing Community Warriors. You'll hear more about that next month. We're going to come to the board meeting next month and talk to you about our Community Warriors program. We have some materials that we're going to be using to do lessons with all of our middle school students on these topics. And then we also have an initiative coming up we're calling The Art of Unplugging. As we know, our generation of middle school kids spend a lot of time on the internet. They spend a lot of time on their phones. It does have an impact on their mindsets and on their behaviors. And so we talked a lot about mindfulness through art and using the opportunities that we have to spend time on those things. For example, building a really complex Lego set or putting together an old school, like, you know, scale model of something, or making friendship bracelets, or, you know, creating something, and the art of creating, the art of paying attention to that, and the art of unplugging from the devices so that you can actually create art and a way for us to celebrate that, hopefully at the art show next year with a special installation on the Art of Unplugging exhibit. So we're excited about just the variety of ways that we're gonna reach our middle school kids academically, socially, emotionally, creatively, trying to make really well-rounded kids who are excited to come to Manasquan High School. I would be remiss if I didn't mention the supervisor position, which is a really important piece for us. I think as we are taking a look at, you know, tackling the whole child, that academic piece is incredibly important. So to have the support at the elementary level for curriculum and instruction and be able to establish a vision as principals and have someone to help us go and carry out that vision on a day-to-day basis is going to be really, really valuable. And I think it's going to really help us on our road to that blue ribbon status, which we continue to have our eye on. So I think we've made great progress. I think with Ready Math, I think with the implementation of Wit and Wisdom, I think with our new science program that we're doing, and with the support of a supervisor at the elementary school who can really help us to bring that vision together, we're going to make really great, faster progress towards that. So we're really appreciative of that opportunity as well.
Thank you. Okay. Great. And so piggybacking off of Ms. Mineta, you know, one of the things that we're taking a look at in the very start of children entering Manasquan Elementary School is in our pre-K program. One of my major goals was to have the majority of our students entering kindergarten to have attended Manasquan Elementary preschool. So this year we opened up a new section, a full day pre-K 4, and next year we will be also opening up another section of the pre-K 4. This year we had 42 applicants who applied during that time, and they are in the process of registering. We'll know an exact total of people who are being admitted as of, I think, May 1st is the deadline to register. We also had room for 22 pre-K 3 students. So the more students that we're able to get to enter at 3 years old or 4 years old will really help to improve the consistency of the students that of the education that they're getting prior to kindergarten. So we can really, some of the programs that we offer in the preschool are really dedicated to helping with their transition to get into kindergarten to be ready for that. You know, we even start foundations in pre-K 3 and pre-K 4, which is really our early literacy phonics program that we focus on in K to 3. So it's exciting. And so with that comes, we are going to be building within our existing blueprint another pre-K classroom in there. And we'll be hiring a teacher for pre-K 3, which is a replacement position. So it's not a new body, it's just a replacement position that we're redesignating, reassigning for the pre-K 3 spot. Okay. All right, there's a lot of information on here, but I'm going to focus on the ones that are most noteworthy. So this year we are working with Mr. Clark. This year, if you remember, we instituted the Intro to Band course for grade 4. It's extremely exciting. The students are getting ready for their spring performance. We have quite a few students. The number escapes me at the moment, but I want to say around 40 or so students who are in band learning an instrument in grade 4. The purpose of that program was to prepare students to be able to make an educated decision in selecting an elective for grade 5. So in that, you know, this is really exciting with the band camp over the summer. What this does is it allows any of our intro to band graduates, right, to have a little bit more in detail tutoring, right, for those instruments. The idea is to break it up for woodwinds, brass, and percussion, and having, really fine-tuned practice for that. We're also going to have an advanced session where students who are already have playing can just continue to improve their practice so that we could really improve and fortify our band program at Manasquan Elementary School. In addition, this past summer we did a professional development for grade kindergarten, for kindergarten, taking a look at the early literacy and really fortifying the fidelity for which we are implementing phonics and small group instruction and using data to drive instruction. Our PLCs, which is grade level meetings basically that occur each week, have been really rich with conversation to get our teachers, to get our students to move to the next level. So we are looking at doing kind of a rolling process with that. So for next year, we are looking to have our grade 1 and 2 teachers on board where they are doing a little bit of what the kindergarten did last summer. Tying in some of our Wit and Wisdom curriculum and how that may change, some of our literacy design throughout the years. And then in kindergarten, they will be attending that grade 1 and 2 so they can talk about some of the successes and the strategies that they've utilized in small group instruction. And then kindergarten will have a third day where they're doing a year 2, so a more advanced small group instruction rollout. So those are really exciting for our literacy program. Our kindergarten has really redesigned what it's looked like, in the early literacy. So it's exciting to see what that will look like with the acquisition of a new literacy program as well. we'll also be continuing the What It Means to Be a Warrior. Sorry about that. We'll also be continuing the What It Means to Be a Warrior and just looking to fortify that even more. That's been a tremendous success. The kids are super excited about it each month. We'll also, probably in my next presentation, we'll be talking a little bit about the culminating project for the What It Means to Be a Warrior so that students can showcase their creativity and what they understood from the program this year. All right, so with the new ELA curriculum for grades K to five, we will be taking a look at Wit and Wisdom and GEODS. So this program, I know that we had done a prior presentation, but to give you a snapshot, you know, the teachers are extremely excited about having a new program, you know, to design the literacy block. They are excited about the GEODS program, which it provides decodable readers, which is aligned with the science of reading, which is really, works in tandem with Foundations, which is our phonics program. So all of these things, you know, the phonics and the decodable readers and the writing portions are kind of one package, right, where we can really be strong instead of trying to make everything fit. So the rollout of this new program will really, I anticipate, will really benefit our students as readers and writers. And then the other programs are just the continuation of our iReady Math and our science and Wilson Foundations programs.
Thank you so much, guys, and a huge thanks to the directors and the principals for your guys' input on the budget and the review of what's going on. Obviously, this is a summary view of everything that's in the budget. These are the highlights. There's a number of other things that aren't going to be presented today for just timing reasons, but that kind of gives you an overview of the impactful things that are going to be happening from a curriculum standpoint next year and facility standpoint next year.
Before we move on, I just want to thank you because we did a zero-based budget going back. I think it's you've been here 4 years, Pete? Mm-hmm. About 5 years ago, we did a zero-based budget, which was a paradigm shift for us. And what it forced us to do is get together as an administration and look at sharing. There might be a time when the high school budget goes down and the upper elementary school needs more money and so on and so forth. And you've done a great job coming together and sharing the resources we have. And I started off our presentation this evening when I focused on percentages, the amount of money that really goes for instruction, what goes to salaries and benefits for a reason. We do a lot with little. I know it seems like we have a lot, but when it comes down to it, what we have to put into the educational forum that we have here has to be shared equally. And you do a good job with that, and I appreciate that. So thank you. I know it's tense during budget season when I walk and we start to go over everything with you, and you guys aren't happy with that, but at the end of the day, this is what we have. So it's because of your hard work, and I appreciate that. Sorry, Pete.
No problem. Just one other note, too. I probably should have mentioned this on top. So everything in this presentation, and we're discussing it, excludes the referendum. That's not being voted on tonight, but obviously all that will be being done in addition to everything we discussed tonight, just as an aside that I thought of. So now I'll wrap it up with actually what this means to the taxpayer, right? The tax rate is figured very simple calculation. It's the total levy divided by the assessed value of the total assessed value of the homes in town. The levy is at $18,654,289, divided by a little over $2 billion in the assessed value of the town for a 91-cent tax rate on $100 of house value. The assessed value of the home is up another $12 million this year, so that the denominator kind of has the effect of driving down what that tax rate is because the value of houses is increasing as well. So we're still looking at a 2.24% increase, or like I said, an increase in about 2 pennies on a $100 value of a house. Historically, you can see what this means is we have been, you know, increasing historically throughout the years, as most school districts do, with the increases in benefits and salaries and just cost of living and inflationary pressures. So here's a little look at what's been happening over the years. Also increasing historically, as you would imagine, especially in a town like Manasquan, is home values, which are listed on the top row there. This is another note, too, that's noted at the bottom there, is the valuation in particular right now. The tax levy is what's being voted on. That's a static number that won't change after tonight. But the home valuation does change after an appeals process at the county level. So it's possible that number changes up or down depending on the result of those appeals. The tax rate, the levy will stay the same to the penny, but the tax rate might change because that denominator still has the
chance of moving up or down. From an average home value standpoint, the average home value this year in Manasquan, again, up a little bit from last year, is $639,000 and $639,003. So when we divide that by 100 and multiply by the tax rate of 0.916, the school tax rate equals $5,853.27 for the average home. This is not necessarily your full property tax rate, because obviously municipal taxes are calculated in as well, which they're presenting their information on that right now as well. I think they introduced their budget last week. So if you add those two together, that's what makes up your property taxes. And finally, just for comparison, depending, you know, if you don't own the average home, to get an idea of what your home might cost, here's a little example chart of depending on home value, where you are in your home value, what it's going to cost you per year. As well as from that, highlighted is the average home of $639,000. What's happening year to year to that home is you're seeing an increase of $140.58 on your annual school taxes, which amounts to $11.72 change monthly. Again, I'm not going to read all those numbers to you, but you can kind of get a feel for, depending on what your home value is, what your what's going to happen to your tax bill and what the impact's going to be. And if you want to get more specific, you can use the equation here. This presentation in its entirety is going to be posted on the website tomorrow. So I know there's a lot of information up here. I did make a note to use larger font next year. Hopefully make it a little more easy to read on the screen. But you can review all the numbers and all the information that's on here. And certainly if you have any questions that pop up after tonight, just shoot them my way and I'm glad to answer. But in the interim, any questions on what's being proposed for tonight? All right, Dr. Cajun, any closing remarks? If not, I'm through.
Okay, thank you very much. No questions from the board? We can see the end of our presentation.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Public forum on agenda items. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes duration. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer and shall give their names, addresses, and the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by any individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. In order to ensure all members of the public who wish to participate are afforded a timely and orderly time to do so, the board may not answer questions posed by those making comments. The board may address questions posed during this period once all members of the public wishing to speak have done so. The board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in this agenda only. Would anyone like to comment? Seeing no one, we'll move to the public forum on non-agenda items. Would anyone like to comment on items not on the agenda? Seeing no one, we'll move to the discussion items.
Thank you. Open up the committee of the whole as we speak. Of course, our personnel will be discussed in the executive session. I do want to just point out on items 22, 27, and 29 on the agenda, item 22, we're participating in a cooperative transportation services with Gloucester County Special Services School District. I want to thank Jen and Pete for putting that together. Anytime we could save money, it's a great thing. And I also want to focus on number 27. Recommend approval of the acceptance of the donation of 4 football sleds in Manasquan High School by the Gridiron Club in the amount of $15,154. The Gridiron Club is extremely giving. Bruce Bresnahan is very actively engaged with everything he can do for the athletes, and this is a demonstration of that, and I think it deserved some notoriety. So I just wanted to point that out before we go to vote on that. And also, number 29, approval of the acceptance of the project Lead the Way grant in the amount of $10,000. I wanted to thank Rob for working on that. Anytime we can get some money focused on Project Lead the Way, and Rick and Pete, it really helps. As you can see, our focus from our presentation tonight, we're doing a lot with Project Lead the Way, and it's really taken off for us. So I think that's notable. Regarding policies and regulations, we have a lot of first readings on those on the agenda, and you received those in the Friday packet. Anybody have any questions on any of the policies and regulations, either first or second reading that we have? You notice that we do have one, public relations being abolished because of some terms and terminology that was in there, and you also received that in the Friday packet. Regarding committee of a whole, our opportunity to speak and question. Anybody, again, have any questions about the budget that was presented this evening? Seeing none, Madam President, I'm going to move right to my superintendent's report, if that's okay?
Yes, please.
As you can see, we have from the county office, Child Abuse Prevention and Awareness Month. And we do have a resolution that I'm asking you to pass this evening, which focuses on the need that we have to ensure that we keep children safe and secure. Our enrollment is at 1,455, 949 in the high school, 506 in the elementary school, where we have completed the necessary fire drills and lockdown drills in both the high school, the CLI building, and the elementary school required by code this month. Regarding harassment, intimidation, and bullying, we had one incident in the high school which is founded as not a hit, which you did receive information on. And also in the elementary school, we had one incident which was founded as not being harassment, intimidation, bullying through our investigation. Any questions? Seeing none, I'm now going to turn it over to the Assistant Superintendent, Mr. Place.
Sure, just very briefly, I'll just call the board's attention to agenda item number 31 regarding the Dell VX Rail appliance. I mentioned this at the last meeting. This is a new infrastructure appliance that replaces some technology equipment that's all that's in excess of 10 years older with some modern equipment. Unfortunately, it's kind of like HVAC. It's something that nobody actually sees, but they notice when it's not working. That is on there, and as it's noted, that was completely funded by the Educational Connectivity Fund. That was that federal program that we got some reimbursement for our laptop costs. So just wanted to bring that to the board's attention.
Well done on that, Mr. Blake. Thank you.
Good? Yeah, thank you.
That concludes the superintendent's report.
Okay. Moving to the Manasquan general items, numbers 14 to 18. Does anyone have anything they need separated out?
We have to approve the superintendent's report or not?
Oh, yeah, we do.
I would like you to.
Yes. Can I have a motion to approve the superintendent's report? Mr. Pellegrino? Mr. Burns?
Mr. Balderman?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Carey?
Yes.
Mr. Loffredo?
Yes.
Mr. Milancevich?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Carey?
Moving to the Manasquan general items, does anyone need anything separated out? Numbers 14 to 18. Can I have a motion for numbers 14 to 18? Mr. Burns? Mr. Loffredo? Does anyone have any questions or comments on those items?
Mr. Balderman?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Loffredo?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carey?
Moving to the Manasquan Sending District, items numbers 19 to 45. Does anyone need anything separated out? Can I have a motion for items numbers 19 to 45? Mr. Carey? Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Does anybody have any questions or comments?
Mr. Balderman?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Carey?
Yes.
Mr. Loffredo?
Yes.
Mr. Milancevich?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carey?
Does anybody have any old or new business they'd like to raise? can I have a motion to adjourn for executive session? Mr. Serino? Mr. Boulderman?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Yes.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Mr. Boulderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Bassone? Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Carey?
Yes.
Mr. Patani? Mr. Hovener? Mr. Libretto?
Yes.
Mr. Milanovic?
Yes.
Mr. Moran? Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
We have quorum.
Can I have a motion for the next line, item, personal items number 49? Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Carey?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Mr. Boulderman?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Libretto?
I'm sorry to say anything, Owen said.
That's okay.
Elementary, yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carey? Mr. Boulderman?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Carey?
Yes.
Mr. Libretto?
Abstain.
Mr. Milanovic?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carey?
Can I have a motion to adjourn? Mr. Pellegrino? Mr. Libretto?
All in favor?
Yep.
Aye.